Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about alleviating the sorrow of another person, alleviating the sorrow of another believer. You know, one of the hot topics of this era is mental health and depression, right? This is something that has become a widespread issue. You know, depression has become one of those grave problems. And the alleviation of this psychological and spiritual malady, you know, has become a hot topic today. And perhaps it was present in the past, but, you know, not as acute as it has become today. In this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that, you know, alleviating this sorrow and sadness from the heart of a believer, right? It has an otherworldly reward, you know, aside from helping this person, you know, overcoming his depression, to use the terminology of this era, you know, it also has a spiritual benefit for this person in the hereafter. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "When Allah will raise the believer out of his grave, another presence will also come out with him and walk ahead of him," right? A person, when he comes out of his grave, you know, a person will also exit the grave. And this person, or this presence, the Imam doesn't say person, he says a presence. The actual Arabic word is kharaja ma'ahu mithalun yaqdamu amama. A misal, a similitude. Some kind of shadowy presence will exit the grave with him and walk ahead of him. And whenever the believer will come across one of the terrors of the day of resurrection, you know, the day of resurrection has numerous way stations, mawaqif. Each of these are very terrifying, such as, you know, begins with death, then the questioning of the person in the grave, then the exiting of the grave, and then the passing over the bridge. All of these are way stations of the hereafter. And, you know, each of these are very terrifying for a person. So when this person, whenever he encounters one of these frightening and terrifying events of the day of resurrection, this presence that has exited the grave with him will console this person, you know, will, you know, attempt to alleviate the sorrow and terror of this person, saying, "Do not worry or be saddened." Obviously, you know, this person is not trying to console, this presence won't try to console the person. Actually, you know, ontologically or existentially, kind of do something where the sorrow of the person is alleviated. And the believer will ask, "Who are you?" At which it will reply, "I am the happiness that you used to bring upon your fellow believer in this world." So the happiness that a person gives to another believer on that day, it will take on the form of a presence, a spiritual presence, and this happiness will in turn bring happiness to this person and alleviate his sorrow on that day. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the alleviation of the sorrow of a believer in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.